and you eat it with a spoon. Mush, did you ever hear that? Or kush? No. Then things like beets and peas and carrots are all
vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And you would grow them in a
vegetable garden.
Okay, good. And what do you call that food that's made from corn that's ground up and you eat it for breakfast? It's white.
Rice.
It's ground.
Grits.
Yeah, that's it. And how about stuff that's also made from corn that's whole grain? It can be white or yellow. And it's served as a vegetable sometimes.
Corn.
Mm-hmm. I think you make it with lye. You know about hominy? Do you ever eat it? No? All right. What would you call homemade whiskey or really cheap whiskey?
Booze.
Anything, especially if it was homemade?
Moonshine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything for any kind that was really strong or really dangerous? Okay. If something made a good impression on your nostrils, something that was cooking, you might say to a friend, just
smell it.
Mm-hmm. And then what would you pour on pancakes?
Syrup.
Is there something that's like syrup, but it's blacker?
Molasses.
Yeah. And if you were to talk about the difference between molasses and syrup, you might say the molasses
is black.
Okay. Then if something was not imitation, you might say it's not imitation, it's
original.
And another word meaning the same thing. It starts with a G. It's gin.
Genuine.
Mm-hmm, that's it. Then sugar. This is an old term. Before it was sold in packages, it used to be sold how?
In sacks.
Well, but even before that, it would be, they'd just weigh up a certain amount. It would be sold, and they'd scoop it up when you ask for it. Or it's a word that means any large amount. If you're ordering a large amount of something, you'd say, I'm going to order in. You may not know the word. B-U-L-K?
Blunt.
Bulk or bulk?
Bulk.
Do you know that word? No. Okay. And then the stuff that you might spread on your toast, the sweet stuff?
Butter.
Sweet, made out of fruit?
Jelly.
Mm-hmm. And you would season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. And if there is a bowl of apples and a child wants one, he might say to his mother,
can I have an apple?
Well, he's not even asking permission. He's just saying,
give me an apple.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And if it wasn't one of these boys, you might say it must have been one of
those boys.
Mm-hmm. And if something is not here, it's
there.
Or over
there.
Okay. Would you ever say yonder? Over yonder? Okay, I think that's an old-time expression. Don't do it that way, do it
this way.
All right. And if somebody said something and then you couldn't hear them, what would you say to make them repeat?
Beg your pardon.
Okay. The opposite of rich is?
Poor.
And if you might say, this just finished the sentence, if a man had plenty of money, he has nothing to worry about, but life is hard on a man.
When he's poor.
Okay. Or putting that another way, leaving out the when. Life is hard on a man.
When he's...
Leave out the when. Life is hard on a man.
Poor. That is poor.
That's good. Then a group of trees. A big group of trees would be a...
Forest.
Or you might say you have a peach. Or an apple.
Orchard.
Mm-hmm. And this is another finishing the sentence. If somebody asks you, is that your orchard? And you'd say, no, I'm just the neighbor. And you point and say, he's the man...
That owns the orchard.
Good. And another one. When I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child.
That father had, was rich.
Okay. Then, what would you call the inside of a cherry?
Pit.
Mm-hmm. And inside of a peach?
Pit.
Okay. Now, there are two kinds of peaches, really. There's one kind where the meat breaks away from the stone, and one kind where it sticks to the stone. What do you call those?
I don't know.
Do you know? Have you seen the two different kinds?